Dallas, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Treatment has begun for King Charles, Buckingham Palace announcing that the king has been diagnosed with cancer.
The word cancer is always very shocking, and I think in any family that is felt. Across the United Kingdom, people know who the king is. He's been part of their awareness ever since he was born. And so news that he has cancer as head of state is quite a shock.
That's ABC News Royals contributor Alastair Bruce. The rain is still coming down in Southern California. A massive storm system still soaking the state with historic amounts of water. There were 300 mudslides in Los Angeles alone yesterday. That storm should start to move on today. The House moving ahead with impeachment proceedings against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The border security bill seems dead as of right now. Senate negotiators had been working on the immigration plan for months, tying funding to support for Ukraine and Israel. However, former President Donald Trump urged Republicans not to support it. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again seeking to define what witness address information must be on an absentee ballot envelope in order to the vote to count in Wisconsin. A bill introduced this week is similar to one Governor Evers vetoed 2 years ago. It's scheduled to get a public hearing tomorrow. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to revive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Luggehout. City officials are launching a new program to help preserve existing rental housing in Madison. The Rental Rehab Program provides low-cost loans to owners of rental housing for major repairs and energy-saving upgrades. The loans are only available to property owners charging no more than fair market rents. As the housing market in Madison gets tighter and tighter, city officials want to not only build more rental developments, but keep what they currently have in safe and comfortable conditions. The State Department of Transportation is looking to bring some major changes to the I-39-90-94 corridor between Madison and the Wisconsin Dells. The project, which has not yet gotten final approval, has been in the works since September of 2022. Transportation officials say that deteriorating pavement, flooding, and traffic congestion has led to several crashes over the years. If approved, construction is expected to begin in 2030. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog and freezing fog again this morning, then gradual clearing. We'll see some off and on sunshine here through the afternoon. Our high today, 43 with wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, 49. Then on Thursday, some light rain with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Yeah, I say to Speaker Johnson, don't let the 30 hard right people in the House who are extreme, they wanted us to default. They wanted the government not to pay its debts. They wanted us, the government to shut down. They're extremists. And they're running your show. Do the right thing. You know what the right thing to do is. You know we need to fix our border. You know that it has to be bipartisan. The bill that you passed didn't get a single Democratic vote in the House or the Senate. How are you going to get anything done? Or do you just want to make a speech? As you admittedly say, the border is, you say the border's in chaos. Do something about it. Don't just politically posture.
Thank you, Senator Schumer. I don't know what has happened, Chris, but something has got to be did. I mean, you've got people like J.D. Vance just openly saying, yes, the president can defy the Supreme Court. You've got Greg Abbott said he's expanding his troops' control of the southern border to protect it from a migrant invasion. He vows to expand, I mean, defying Biden. It's like, no, you don't need to. They just think no rules apply to them or to Trump. And it is just extraordinary. And they also lie, just like Trump does. This would be a Lucy Caldwell,
she's on
Fox and Friends with Jason Chaffetz.
Yeah.
It's a case of Republicans responding to the base that has gotten out of its mind and has lost the thread and using tools that are not meant for situations like this over genuine policy disagreements to try to punish a political appointee, and it's not going to work. But I just want to say, because I feel very passionate about this, spare me the idea that Republicans in Congress are impeaching Mayorkas or taking aim at Joe Biden because they care about unaccompanied minors at the border. That is just absolutely absurd.
Even this, Border Patrol Union president, he's a big Trumper.
Yeah.
He's a big impeachment. 2 days ago, he was like, impeach Mayorkas. Mm-hmm. And now he's like, pass this deal.
Well, yeah, they read
this. Does everything
they
that
read
we're
the bill.
Telling, screaming at Mayorkas to do. Right, exactly.
They read the bill.
Yeah, exactly. Caldwell, one more.
Donald Trump does not want immigration reform right now. James Lankford, a member of the Republican Party, a Republican senator himself, talked about how suddenly the appetite for immigration reform has gone out the window because Donald Trump, who, by the way, we, as far as we know, has not even seen the text of the bill, said this week, basically privately, has been letting members of Congress, both on the Senate and the House side, know that he does not want them to take up immigration reform because he is worried that it will create optics that are good for Joe Biden. That has been reported and vouched for by Republicans.
Yep.
It's like this union thing. President Biden, for the first time ever, goes right and walks with actual union, walks the picket line. Mm-hmm. You know, huge majorities of Americans were on the union side right, against auto companies. He walks the, you know, the picket line. They're hugely successful. Mm-hmm. And so Trump's like, oh, I gotta go do that. But it's like he is just cheap con man drifter. He's like Bizarro World.
Clumsy at it.
Yeah. Biden, right? Uh-huh. Go hire some scabs to say that, to lie, to say their union members are auto workers, yep, so that he can have a photo op. I mean, if the choice is not clear to you, Chris, by the way, you accuse me of being too happy clappy. I'm going to do a story. It's going to... Hang on.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know if you can supply enough gastrointestinal distress sound effects, because I'm going to get my own. Hold, please. Okay. This one. Was this before the last jobs report? That was... even Fox News...
So they were,
by the way,
yeah,
they announced it live on the way about a Womo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her eyes got farther apart. Even more than a flounder,
uh-huh,
like she normally. She was like,
What?
What are you getting that right now, live?
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Right? 353,000. It was like more than double what was expected.
Insane, huh?
I mean, even, what you call it, Drunky McDrunkerson from Drumtown. Larry Kudlow. Because like, he's like, you can't spin that. This is...
My Larry Kudlow impression.
It's your Foster Brooks doing Larry Kudlow?
Exactly.
We have a very... healthy economy that is not based on valuable minerals from green oil. Here's my point. I know we should. Here's the thing. I know we say don't, polls are bolt. What does John Fugelsang always say? These are people that answer their landline. But my head is seriously going to explode. Oh, first of all, Kristen Welker on Meet the Press expressed her surprise at new polling between... why you shouldn't be surprised? Because of people like you and the mainstream media that everything is both sides do it and Biden bad. But yes, Trump leads in this poll. Trump leads Biden by 5 points. Oh, dear Jesus. Biden's approval at 37%, 60% disapprove. It's the lowest approval rating since George W. Bush's second term. Remember when he got us into an illegal war and killed... Just in the light of the whole conversation about Gaza, remember when we didn't attack the wrong country and killed hundreds of thousands of civilians?
Mm-hmm.
And our also American troops. Okay, that's not important now. This one, though, on voters' confidence in the handling of the U.S. economy, Trump's 55% rating, Biden is 33.
I mean,
I don't know if it's starting to sink in on Fox News, and I know consumer confidence in a lot of polling is up. But I couldn't help that it made me, you know. I'm like, Trump made a complete mess. He lost 22 million jobs.
Yep.
The economy was a wreck. Joe Biden is, by every barometer, is doing a stupendous job on the economy. Yes, Chris?
This comes from Sean Bertolo of SiriusXM Progress 127. He's our program director there.
He's my favorite. He's so handsome and romantic and well-endowed.
Breaking, Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution, D.C. circuit rules.
Yes.
Oh. Yay. Let me put my fart machine away. Oh, my stomach's back, everyone.
Now you have an iron constitution.
All right. Now what has happened, Jody? Now what's this?
This is good. This is not a good day for Donald.
Yes.
Thank you,
Sean.
Thank you very much, Sean.
That's a note from a program director I love. Normally. I mean, but this was obviously expected legally, but now the question is, now what? Does the Supreme Court take it up, or did they write this in such a way that is so bulletproof that the Supreme Court says we're not going to take it?
Yep.
And then, bam, we're off to the races, right, with Jack Smith and the J6 trial.
Additional context from Kyle Chaney.
Uh-huh.
The unanimous ruling is a sweeping win for Jack Smith and prosecutors. Any executive immunity that may have protected him while he served as president no longer protects him against this prosecution.
Good.
Yeah. And these headlines, Jack Smith eviscerated Trump's security clearance claim in latest filing. Jack Smith smacks down Trump's team's false documents case storyline. I'm feeling justice-y. I feel like it, you know what, it's not just circling the nipple, Chris. I feel like a little bite.
A little light
tweaking of justice. Wink. What?
A little bite is sexier.
Oh, and then Judge Engoron. Oh, I feel like singing.
It's going to be a bad week for Donald.
Oh, it's going to be. He's going to be going through some things this week, isn't he?
Yeah. I think some ketchup is being thrown as we speak.
As we speak, yeah. Exactly.
Engoron.
Sting him proud.
Stingy, stingy.
Sting him strong. Angleron, he's so bad. Angleron, make him sad. Angleron, make him whimper.
The piano. That was a flute.
It was a flute.
It was a flute.
I meant to play air flute. Thank you. Oh my God, Marion Ann Arbor, those golden pipes, Rocky Mountain Mike. Wow, wow, wow.
And the Stephanie Miller Children's Chorus.
Thank you.
The players, the Stephanie Miller Children's players.
The child workers. Thank you, Republicans. Repealing all the labor laws.
Uh-huh.
We don't know how old they are, how long we made them work. Rocky Mountain Mike made
it. It doesn't matter now.
Might have made them do, I don't know, 75 takes. Who cares? Okay.
Yeah, he's a regular Stanley Kubrick.
Michael in Oakland to celebrate the immunity ruling with us, our pro bono lawyer. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. I resemble that remark.
Yes,
now,
you do.
Here's the key issue, I think. I haven't had a chance to read it. I'm actually on my way to court right now.
Okay.
If they've ordered it back to the trial court directly, the phrase is issue the mandate. Okay. Then it's basically game over as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, or very close to that.
Okay.
The only real colorable sort of semi-issue that ever really even kind of existed for Trump was the difference between campaigning and acting as president. And it was conceivable, or at least arguable, that if his activities were as president, he theoretically could have had some immunity, but whether if he was campaigning, he didn't. I think if they worded this ruling correctly, okay, and they basically said that this was all campaign activity, which it obviously was,
right?
Okay, then the Supreme Court might just leave it alone.
Right. Wow,
I've
heard more than one expert say the Supreme Court might
they don't
not
want it.
Take
they don't
this,
want it.
Yeah. Mike. Can I ask you something? Rachel brought this up yesterday about the other thing that's happening Thursday with the ballot, with the Supreme Court. It doesn't seem to make any sense. I think Rachel was talking about how it technically would mean that you can run for president and be elected, but you can't serve as president. What the actual F? Like, what? I mean, I feel like we could be headed into such a train wreck. Like, so I don't know what that means practically. So he could be elected, but then he can't serve. I mean, so what does that mean?
Well, there's a part of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment that says, I don't have it right in front of me, but the basic wording of it is, Congress shall have the power to make rules about this.
Yeah, okay? And Congress hasn't yet.
Right,
that's the problem.
Yeah,
two-thirds could remove the liability or whatever you call
it.
Right, but they're not going to. There's not two-thirds of Congress is going to go, that's okay.
Right.
We're going to, put an insurrectionist in office.
the 14th Amendment, I guess, does not explicitly say that you cannot be elected to office. It just says you cannot
serve.
Which,
which is a technicality, but
I mean, you're splitting hairs.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, but I mean, I think that most legal experts are going to say that at some basic level, the Supreme Court, you know, at the very least, is going to be very wary about the idea of negating somebody's ability to be on a ballot. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like
today's ruling right now from D.C. Circuit is going to affect what the Supreme Court does on Thursday? I mean, I think we all see a train wreck coming one way or another.
Well,
you know,
legally it shouldn't. I mean, legally they're separate issues, and I mean, it's hard to say, you know, how the Supreme Court will react. I mean, excuse me, to this, I mean, you know, sort of subconsciously, I guess you could say, but legally there's not a genuine connection between the two issues.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sort of hoping I can get to a place where I can actually read the ruling from the D.C. Circuit, but if they worded this right, and by the way, this is something at your show that I felt so fortunate I could chat with Glenn Kirshner about.
Yeah.
He says that he thinks that the Supremes are going to hold up their hand and say no thank you.
I think so too.
And depending on how it's worded, I think he's right. I hope he's right.
For immunity, you're talking
about. Right, that deal.
All right.
On immunity.
All right, we're way long, Mike.
Yeah, I'm reading the judgment right now, and it's like so full of legalese that I really can't.
It's a 57-page ruling, so it's going to take a minute.
I speak jive. We'll be okay. I'll look at it.
The first page has a lot of thereofs and
where to for
those.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. All right. Here to where to for now.
Yeah.
All right. To go to there. I want to go to there.
I want to here to for go to there.
All right. It's good news. That's all I'm
yes,
saying.
It is.
It's a happy, clappy day. Yeah. We're very excited.
All right. Allison's probably memorizing
and
it.
And
right
we're going to have her on tomorrow to talk about it.
Right.
Who?
Allison.
Or later on.
Yeah.
Today.
No, today.
Yes.
On today.
Today.
I'm sure she's reading through it as we speak.
It's right there. Today.
I don't
have to confuse me.
It's on the calendar.
21 minutes. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Sometimes you need to calm down from too much happy.
Oh,
too much happy clappy. Too
There's
much
that.
Justice of coming.
Oh.
What? Okay, CB Distillery.
Justice is tweaking the nipple.
Yes. Yes. Look at Bonnie and Clyde. They just got groomed Friday. And what did they have?
It's
you saw
sluts.
Me give them their little CBD for dogs from CB Distillery so that they can stay nice and calm while they get a pedicure.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, touching a terrier's toenail? Don't do it.
God loves a terrier unless you touch
their toenails, and then forget about it. Okay, and we use it for to stay calm, to sleep, for physical activity. I'm doing a big ride this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm gonna bring my CBD relief stick because I need it. I need it. I want it. It is all clean ingredients, the highest quality, no fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to any health problem or concern that you have. Better sleep, right? But less pain after physical activity, you name it. How about joining 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee? Join us. CB Distillery, the source we trust. CBDistillery.com, 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com, type in Stephanie for 20% off.
But that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming, and if you'd like to, too, go to adamandeve.com. What? Yes, Valentine's Day, and here's the biggest turn on. Adamandeve.com, you get 50% off. Oh, yeah, that makes me hot right away, 50% off. Almost any item plus free shipping. All you do is type in Miller at adamandeve.com. Ignite your Valentine's Day this year with adamandeve.com. How are you planning to spice things up in the bedroom this Valentine's season? I feel like the Oprah of adamandeve.com, and you get a dildo, and you get a vibrator, and you get massage oil. Anything you want. They have I have booby party napkins, people. There's party games. There is literally something for everybody. When you go to adamandeve.com and select any one item, you get that 50% off anything. That's not all. When you select your one item, you also get free shipping. Head on over to adamandeve.com. Be sure to use the code Miller. That's M-I-L-L-E-R. Miller at adamandeve.com. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel, the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or your Valentine. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, the forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin, and it starts working in seconds. At least one thing you don't have to worry about, your skin and your confidence. Gen 90 technology is luxurious, nourishing, and silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know because I feel that little tingle every time. There's a reason why Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. Gen 90 on special Valentine's Day sale now at Genucel.com. And it's, of course, included in the bestseller package. Before you go overseas to get harsh procedures for thousands of dollars, try Gen 90 first. For Valentine's Day, order Gen 90 with every most popular package for over 70% off. You also get free shipping and a Valentine's spa box with every order. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's fully leaded education talk. Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Sean Brutello, our handsome, romantic, incredibly well-endowed program director here at SiriusXM.
How do you know that about him?
Just legend, you know.
Okay.
It's written on the bathroom walls in the girls' room.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Serious.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
My point is, he just sent us a gif of, we've got him.
Yes.
This time we got him. He actually sent us the breaking news.
Uh-huh.
The appeals court has rejected Trump's immunity claim, setting up Supreme Court review. Federal appellate court has rejected Trump's argument that his attempts to overturn the 2020 election he lost, which led to a violent attack on the Capitol. Yes, I know. It's exciting, Clyde. We're official acts and therefore immune from prosecution. So the question is, y'all, not you, Clyde, is does the Supreme Court take it up, and how soon do we know? How soon would there be an answer to whether
he has to file the appeal. Yeah. Donald has to file the appeal first. He probably has 30 to 60 days.
Does he have
to
do that?
Who knows?
Alina Haba?
She's
bless
available.
Bless you. Okay. He didn't seem too happy with her.
He'll take as long as it takes to appeal. However many days, it'll be the last day, that the window that he can appeal.
Yeah.
And he'll go for that. And then it's up to the Supreme Court to either say yay or nay, and hopefully they'll say no.
Did they say 999 to a fascist? 999. Rocky Mountain Mike, hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
hello.
Hello, Resident Genius.
Go ahead. A federal judge has ruled that Trump does not look like Elvis.
Yes, thank you.
Finally.
Thank you, Mike, for that.
That's been adjudicated. So,
yeah, and thanks for playing the song. We have the kids. They're called the It's a Trap Kids. I kidnapped them from a nearby village, and they're working in my mine.
Okay.
I've always thought of you as the Kathy Lee Gifford of the Stephanie Miller Show. Just get them kids back in there working. We love you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Genius,
Mike.
Genius,
bye-bye.
Brilliant.
Genius.
29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Brett Favre still owes money in his welfare fraud case. Mississippi auditor Shad White is suing Favre for $730,000 in fines and interest on the money he took for speeches that he never gave. Favre was never charged with any crime. Deepfake images and voices are already creeping into political ads around the country. Wisconsin lawmakers don't want it to happen here. Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Upfront the bill to label AI in political ads has bipartisan support.
This isn't a Republican issue. This isn't a Democratic issue. This is an issue that affects everybody. And that's why we wanted to make it a broad coalition and earn that bipartisan support and make sure that it's signed by the governor.
The bill would impose a $1,000 fine for violations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Nearly 100 schools are going to referendum this spring to ask voters to raise their own taxes, including at least 8 in South Central Wisconsin. Tracy Davis is the superintendent of Judah Schools. She says referendums are becoming the norm.
Referendums are just the way we have to do business these days. We can't up our prices and cover the cost of our students, you know.
Judah is asking for $500,000 in operating revenue on April 2nd. A program at the Dane County Jail to help people addicted to drugs and alcohol helped over 2,600 people last year. The jail's Medication Assistance Treatment Program provides health screenings, referrals, and medication to people with addiction issues. Over 500 people were given medication to treat alcohol and drug dependency last year. That's almost double the amount given from last year, the first year of the program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of fog, clear to partly sunny skies. Seek the sunshine today because clouds are increasing tonight. High temperatures will smack the mid-40s and will rise to the low 50s by tomorrow. Tomorrow night, winds begin to whip and rain rolls in for Thursday. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
what issue does the Supreme Court focus on? I'm going to be most interested in the oral arguments on what questions are they asking. I mean, there are all sorts of outs here for the Supreme Court. There are all sorts of ramps. The question is, are they going to view it substantively? Are they going to evaluate whether there was an insurrection or not? Or are they going to ask questions more about whether the president is covered by this? Is this something where there needs to be a conviction of the crime of insurrection? There are all sorts of possible issues. And this is where the oral arguments get a little interesting.
Dan Abrams, because Chris can't talk all morning long and be a blocker and a buzzkill on everything, we have to have Dan Abrams do it on the Thursday
Which
Supreme
is
Court.
Where they focus at least may give us a hint as to what they're particularly interested in.
Do you go in assuming that the court, a majority of the court, is looking for a way not to strike Donald Trump from the ballot?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have no doubt in my mind that the court will figure out a way to allow Donald Trump to remain on the ballot. And by the way, that may mean even just sending it back to the lower courts, et cetera. But I would be absolutely shocked if the court upholds the Colorado ruling.
Mm. Okay, there you go. Filling in for Chris the Boy. That was his Chris the Boy impression.
Our former boss, Dan Abrams,
yes.
For 4 days.
Glenn Kirshner.
I've had
of course,
think
Glenn Kirshner just said the opposite, to which we made Newsweek magazine. Thank you.
Right.
Glenn Kirshner, as heard on the Stephanie Miller Show, believes the opposite. So we shall see. But today is a good day.
It is.
In this immunity ruling at the D.C. Circuit. And who better to celebrate with?
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie Pierce. Happy immunity ruling day to those who celebrate. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Oh, pardon me. In that case, I was the blocker.
Yes, you were. Yeah. Uh-huh. Way to go.
But no, this is great news.
Yep.
And, you know, three women just dropped the anvil on his head.
Mm-hmm.
All women so far. The only one that held him to account, Charlie. So I guess the question is, what's now? This was not unexpected, obviously, if you've listened to any legal expert. But so now what do you think? Does the Supreme Court take it? Do they not take it?
I don't know at this point whether or not the Supreme Court just wants to wash its hands of this guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've got enough problems with their, you know, reputation and approval ratings. I mean, why do they need to go out of their way to help this guy out?
Mm-hmm. What do you think the ruling's going to be Thursday on the ballot case?
Well, there's going to be a ruling Thursday. They're only doing oral arguments.
Okay, right. Which, sorry.
By the way, I will be there.
We can
live
listen
to report on.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're
good.
In D.C.
Yeah.
Yep. I will be in D.C.
All right.
Yeah. Also to watch the Republicans turn tail and run on the immigration bill, which should be amusing.
Right.
The ballot question is very strange because the law is very clear.
Yeah.
States have a right to do this.
Yeah.
The only
states'
thing,
rights,
the only
right?
Thing,
the I don't think they're
no,
about
this. States run their own elections, which they shouldn't,
right.
By the way, in national elections, but that's neither here nor there. And the words of the 14th Amendment are very, very clear. And you've got to turn yourself into a pretzel to describe what happened on January 6th as not an insurrection.
Well, or to say he's not an officer of the United States. How?
Yeah, right. Well, that's mockable. I don't think the Supreme Court will waste 10 minutes on that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the insurrection question and sub rosa, the, oh, my God, what if we actually do this question?
Yeah.
What? You know, the immunity case for Donald Trump is dead.
Yeah.
I think. Supreme Court won't even go near it now.
They won't take it at all, you think? But that's still going to be, as Jody said, then 2 months of delay.
There's an interesting section in the opinion, which I was reading before I came on the air. Mm-hmm. The appeals court has stated that any appeal will not delay the mandate.
Oh, there you go. That's what Michael from Oakland just said.
In other words, he can't stall.
There you go.
He can appeal.
But I was going to ask if anyone knows, what does this mean for Judge Chutkan?
Can she start back to work?
Can she schedule?
Yeah, the trial can start. The trial prep can start in earnest again.
I think you just ovulated.
I think she did.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, by the way, can I just speak glandularly for a minute?
Yes.
Your psychologist friend?
Yes.
As the Flower Sign Theater put it, a balcony you can do Shakespeare from.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Very smart.
Everybody's working blue.
I thought I'd contribute to that line of dialogue.
Orchestra and balcony. Thank you. Yes.
So, Charlie,
did you just say orchestra and buckaroo?
No, balcony.
And balcony.
Yeah. Jody and I are Chorus Line fans. Yeah. Okay. So you retweeted, Tucker Carlson has been in Moscow for the past 3 days, according to Russia's whatever. He was spotted at the Bolshoi Theater, and you said annual on-site microchip maintenance. I mean, I don't know. Is it any, you know, what did David Brum say? You know, what do you call it? Mike Johnson listens to Trump, and Trump listens to Putin. I mean, is it any coincidence that they're like, oh, let's just hand Ukraine to Putin?
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah, that's, you know, and we're gonna do it by 1,000 cuts. We're not gonna send you any more bullets.
Yeah, yeah. Or although, Malcolm calls them shooty things.
Yeah.
Although it appears that the executive branch has found a sneaky way to do that through Greece or something.
I hope so.
But,
yeah.
But they shouldn't have to do that at all.
I know. I keep saying, Charlie, I'm running out of words to describe how vile these Republicans are. And by the way, I don't know if you watched Rachel last night. We were just talking about what a hot mess this entire party is. So he's getting ready to throw Romney McDaniel under the bus. You wrote a piece, Kevin McCarthy is out for vengeance, baby. You said Republican politics these days, cannibalism is on the menu. Not only is it on the menu, it's the damn early bird, Grand Slam special. You quote from Politico, a top McCarthy aide is overseeing an attempt to recruit primary challengers to take on members of the infamous Gates 8, the Matt Gaetz 7 Republicans, right, who supported his ouster of McCarthy. I mean, oh, my God. And meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene is telling Mike Johnson, if you bring this bill up, I'm going to vacate you. Charlie, you've been covering politics a long time. I don't even know the word. Do you?
I mean, I can't even come up with a historical parallel.
Right.
I mean, the Federalists died because all of their politicians did, basically. The Whigs went out over slavery, mm-hmm. which is a considerable issue. But this is just, this is the prion disease. This is an entire party going completely stark raving, barking mad.
Yeah. Not to mention today's Nevada having a primary and a caucus, and the head of the Republican chair is like under indictment for trying to steal the last election and being a fake elector.
Right. So.
Well, not just that, but they've got this primary that Nikki Haley is in,
right,
which has no delegates at stake, and the caucus, which Trump is in, but not Nikki Haley. So he's going to wind up with all the delegates.
Right.
Why don't they just make a big pile of money outside the football stadium before the Super Bowl and just burn it?
Right.
Yeah, and plus he's sucking the RNC dry.
Why aren't Nevada taxpayers completely up in arms over this waste of money?
They should be.
I know. I love it. It's hard to feel sympathy for any of them. As you write about McCarthy, you said it's hard to blame McCarthy. He really did get hosed pretty badly, albeit by people he willingly handed the hose to. It's hard to find, you know, someone that's not a villain in this whole scenario.
Well, if you look at it, when they appointed Johnson,
yeah,
they could have gotten rid of this stupid rule about one person being able to vacate the chair.
Thank you.
And they didn't do it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, the spittoons on the floor of the House chamber knew that this was a time bomb for anybody who's Speaker of the House on the Republican side.
Yeah.
That you are hostage to the crazy people.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know where we go from here. We just, I mean, as many people say, Charlie, we don't have another party. We just have a guy. You know, I think Rachel said some version of that last night. We have a party, the Democratic Party, and then there's a guy that just makes up all the rules as he goes along, right? No primary debates. No, this, no.
At this point, absolutely. I mean, what in the name of God does Mitch McConnell have to fear from Donald Trump?
Right.
Yeah.
At this point. He's going to retire. He's got God knows how many millions of dollars in the bank.
And he had to see this coming.
He's achieved his golden dream of screwing up the Supreme Court for the next 20 mm-hmm. years. What can Donald Trump do to him? Primary him? Just resign.
Why won't he run? He must have seen this coming, Charlie. He has Lankford negotiate this border thing for months. What, has he not looked at who's in the House Republican caucus? Like, he knows this was going to happen.
I don't, you know, that's an interesting question. That depends on how much control you think he has over the caucus, as opposed to the former president. I'm not sure he has that much anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, his leadership team just bailed on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's raining.
Lankford now is talking about, being part of the filibuster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got some sort of phony baloney reason for that, but.
Sorry, it's raining here in L.A., and we're all nervous that Bonnie and Clyde have not done their pee-pee-poo-poos. Okay, Charlie, but here's the other thing. Here's Jason Chavitz. Cut eight.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
They just lie. Where is he? Here he is real quick.
Republicans did pass a border bill last year. It was May of 2023. Why don't the Democrats take up that bill? Why, if they're so worried about immigration and they say they need legislation, which they don't. And
they
by
do.
The way, the head of the Border Patrol Union, Brandon Judd, will tell you, you don't need new legislation,
no.
You don't need more people, and you don't need more money. You need to enforce the current law.
No. Yes, Jody. The absolute opposite is true. That guy just came out for this bill.
Yeah. Exactly.
The Border Patrol Union just announced that they're in favor of the bill.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. The Trumpy.
Jason Chavez doesn't know his well-fed butt from a hole in the ground, basically.
Yep. Oh, that was catty.
He doesn't know shoot from Shinola.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. All right. Well, God bless us, everyone, Charlie. Good luck to us all. Thanks. Well,
yeah, I can hardly wait for the legal people to check in on this one.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Glenn Kirshner must be... turning handsprings in a tutu down the main streets of Washington.
That is something I want to see.
I want to see that.
I want to see it.
See, that's an image. I wanted to leave everyone with an image.
Let's have them do that next sexy liberal.
To get you through the rainy days.
Thank you. All right. Love you, Charlie.
That rainy day feeling again.
Nice.
Love you, Charlie.
Charlie.
Bye.
Bye, honey. 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. Dr. Modi. They're fine. You know what? As long as they have their mainstay, their Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, they're getting better about the rain. They're a little emotional about it, but Dr. Marty's is made from turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients. They throw in some flaxseed, sweet potatoes, spinach, kale, you name it. Everything you would want to feed your real kids. They are your real kids.
They are.
They just have fur. Okay. It's freeze-dried, raw, pantry-safe, lightweight, no thawing, no mess, no fridge or freezer space needed, full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs go crazy for the flavor, even picky eaters.
Yes.
Oh, Rocky Mountain Mike, owner of Picky Sophie,
yes.
Just called in a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
Sophie, Picky. But he sent us an unsolicited testimonial where he said Sophie loves her Nature's Blend.
That's right.
Telling you. Okay, right now, my listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Whee! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Well, let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, right? You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet and reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It has been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experience experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that you haven't found relief for, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. 2 million customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. That's 800-256-1842.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333. Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915, and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my morning kick from Roundhouse Provisions. It is my go-to every single morning. I'm telling you, whether I'm biking, hiking, lifting weights, you name it, yep. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in
count
one.
Count them.
Yes. It has been a game changer for me, I'm telling you. I love it. Morning Kick is not your average drink. Powerful new formula. Helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion. I need that for the amount of Trump years we've been living through.
Absolutely. And so tasty, too.
Yes.
Tastes just like candy.
Your rumbly tumbly. Yes, strawberry lemonade flavor. Whee! If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, you just want to feel younger, try it with Mama. Roundhouse Provisions.
decisions.com, type in Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 53 minutes after the hour, I can't wait to have Allison Gill with us.
Oh, yeah.
She and I will be running through fields of hopium after the fantastic immunity ruling this morning. Chris!
Hi.
Who said Trump's stance would collapse our system of separated powers by placing the president beyond the reach of all three branches? We cannot accept that the office of the presidency places its former occupants above the law for all time thereafter. Who said that?
Fannie Flagg.
No, that would be the D.C. Circuit.
She rescues kitties.
She's like your mom's neighbor, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
She rescues kitties.
Yeah, Lawrence Tribe tweeting the whole, he said, this is the core of the reasoning, pages 40 and 41. For those of you following along in your hymnals at home.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Turn to pages 40 and 41.
Peace be
Thanks
with you.
Thanks be to God. Peace be with you as well.
And also with you.
Oh, look, the atheist knew what to say better than we did.
A lot of atheists know.
Yes, I've been to church quite a few times.
Yes, he repeats at bottom. Former President Trump's stance would collapse our system of separated powers by placing the president beyond the reach of all three branches. Presidential immunity against federal indictment would mean that, as to the president, the Congress could not legislate, the executive cannot prosecute, and the judiciary could not review. We cannot accept that the office of the presidency places its former occupants above the law for all time thereafter. Careful evaluation of these concerns leads us to conclude that there is no functional justification for immunizing former presidents from federal prosecution in general or for immunizing former President Trump from the specific charges in the indictment. In so holding, we act, quote, not in derogation of the separation of powers, but to maintain their proper balance. Thank you, D.C. Circuit.
Yeah, yeah. So he has a very short window to appeal to either the en banc, which is the whole D.C. Circuit, or
that
to
sounds
the Supreme.
Fun. I just like that.
You like the word, the phrase en banc?
En banc. Doesn't seem like El Kabong, something El Kabong would say.
It's a French word. En banc.
En banc.
It's two words.
I think we need to play that every time we say
en banc.
It's a new thing we're going to annoy people to death with.
Sure.
Right?
En banc.
Yeah. Like Alina Habba.
Bless you.
En banc.
You know, we mostly specialize in being annoying.
Why does anybody listen? I've never understood that.
Just like everybody's little sibling. Just
right.
Michael in North Carolina. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mama. To add more good news on top of good news, that ruling from the D.C. Circuit was unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not one vote in Trump's way. Right. It looks as though a Speaker Godwarrior is just possibly going to lose the impeachment vote against Secretary Mayorkas.
God.
There's a California Republican representative who just announced he's voting against it.
Oh, God. Yep. That's okay. They've got that really robust Biden investigation to come. Biden impeachment, which is going to
well,
go
yeah,
great.
Exactly. And there's... Speaker Godwarrior cannot enforce the Pelosi rule. He can't put things on the floor that won't pass. I mean, he will put things on the floor that won't pass, whereas he never did.
Right. Well, that's what they're saying. He won't put the immigration.
Or Nikki Haley.
Yeah, he won't put the immigration thing because enough Republicans would vote for it that would embarrass. I mean, they're just an embarrassment.
They are.
Period of a party. Christine in Oregon. Hello, Christine.
Hi. I want to first of all thank you guys on marinating and all this for us, so we don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But
thank
I don't
to the detriment
like
of our mental.
We've begun to turn.
Yeah,
we've been marinating too
long.
Yeah,
but please don't. Please don't. I would like to take the woke back by another slogan. The word woke that Republicans have so taken and butchered into their own way, and I would like to say it should stand for working on kindness everywhere.
Oh, that's so magical and also a little bit clunky for a t-shirt, but you know where you can get fantastic woke t-shirts? Get woke with the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's right.
Also, hi, I'm Wokey McWokerson
from Woketown.
From name tag. T-shirts are both fabulous, and they're at StephanieMiller.com.
They are. You can get them on bonk.
El Kabong.
Basically, he only has 6 days to file for cert And if it's filed within those days, the appellate ruling is strong and unanimous. Technically, he has up to 90 days to file his appeal, but right now he only has until February 12th. Okay. And if he doesn't file his appeal by then, it goes back to Chutkan, and then SCOTUS only needs 4 to vote for it, but they'll do that within days.
Is this going to be on the test?
Yes.
Okay, Allison Gill next.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Labor shortages, retention problems, it's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC